And he said, you know what? Give me the mountain. Give me the mountain. Give me the mountain. And you know, scholar said, in the mountain, that's where the giant were. Or just mountains is the barrier. It becomes a barrier from here to the other side. There's a mountain in front of you. And Caleb said, you know what? Give that to me. Give that one. That's the one I like. I love the guys. And he was not living in our dispensation. The Holy Spirit will come upon him and he will leave. He didn't have the power for a renewed person. He didn't have the, like we do, what is made available to us through the death and the resurrection, through the new covenant. He didn't have it. He said, give me the mountain. I'll take care of that one. There's no room for us to slow down. Guys, I'm not saying that you are slowing down, but the temptation is there. Because sometimes we fight the battle, we have a list of unanswered prayer, you're still sick, you're praying that you'll get well, you're not getting well, you're still praying. You have disappointment, prayer list that is not working for you. It does not have to hold you back. It does not have to hold you back. Seek God for understanding. Put a pause on that. Keep on going. Sometimes later God will give you understanding why was that. I have so many lists of unanswered prayer. You know, I'm talking with God about it. But it's not stopping me. It's not stopping me from flying to teach and to declare the vision, the word of God and what God is, what to do through this generation. It's not stopping me at all. I don't have all the money in my bank account, but when I know and I need to go speak and I'm invited, I pay my airfares to go and speak. When there's other people there, other missionaries that need to go to the other part of the world, they're sending me email that they need their airfares. I look at my bank account and I ask the Lord whether I should give. I give. I do everything within my power now to advance the kingdom of God, despite of unanswered prayers that I'm pursuing, praying for. And there's only room to go forward. We go from glory to glory. There is no slowing down. There is no slowing down. Lauren Cunningham told us in one of our meetings, he said, you know, I'm old, I'm 90-something, but I'm not slowing down. I'm looking for other ways. I am looking for other ways to preach the gospel. I'm asking God to create ways for me and God to have creative ways of preaching the gospel. He's still traveling more than any of us young people in YWAM. He's traveling. His traveling time is just like unbelievable. It's beyond this world. You know, he was going to a conference. I'm just telling you, he was going to a conference. This man, Lauren Cunningham, the founder of YWAM, not retiring. He told us in Thailand, he said, I don't have a bucket list of prayer list. I have a mountain list of prayer list. He said he was in Singapore. He was in Singapore. He's supposed to just fly from Singapore to Australia. Instead, he fly from Singapore to Hawaii just to go and see how the lava blowing up that was going on there last year. Make sure that the base there are safe. Arrive there, see everybody safe, talk to them. Catch the next flight the next day. Arrive in Australia, speak in a conference. They said his energy was like, he never traveled to Hawaii. You know, he was just like, he never slowed down. The temptation for us to slow down and leave it to the next generation is great. It's there. Please don't fall into that. What is made available to us is staggering. Yeah. Do you know, I spent a lot of hours in my life going to the YouTube and listening to the stories of revival, stories of what happened in the past. All those old people that we know of. I'm not going to mention their name. It's there in the YouTube. Then I go to what God is doing right now. Karuk, the body of Christ. I just want to expose my spirit. I want to stay alive and stay connected to what God is doing. I want to step into to see what is available for me. What is made available to me? the exceeding greatness of his power towards me, like the power he used it when he inserted Jesus Christ, raised him far above. It's been given to us. I want to finish off by saying this. You know, God, he didn't give us anything half-hearted or anything. He gave us the maximum. He says that through Christ, we have the fullness of God. It's not half of God. It's the fullness of God in Christ Jesus. The other scripture is this, that his Spirit is given to us without measure. It's given to us. How we experience that Spirit without measure, it's up to you. How much hungry in you? How much thirsty in you? How are you willing to provoke God? There are people in the Bible, there are people in history that provoke God through their hunger, through their thirst for God, for what is available to them, for God to bring it in their time, in their generation, to accomplish everything that God has called them to. There's dynamite. There's revelation that is there to be exploded into this world. It is through us, through you and me. How much are you willing to pay? How much we are willing to pay? If you read through the stories of revival, if you read through the Bible, read what is currently happening now, there are certain traits that happens in every time of revival. And one of it is this. Hunger. Hunger. Hunger in the lives of people. Hunger in the lives of people. Second, these were people who were not satisfied with the status quo of the church. They said, there's going to be more than this. You know, sometimes I wonder whether some of the way we live our Christian life, in our religion, sometimes I wonder whether we need a resurrected Christ, whether we need the Holy Spirit, because we can do it without all of them and still do our Christian life. What I'm saying, we are not tapping into everything that is available to us. Exposing ourselves, crying out, level of fasting and reading the word. Because you know what? I want to be connected. I want to be connected. I fast. I pray. My family knows my routine. When I'm at home, I'll come and have a nap. After my nap, so I can get some energy, and I go into the YouTube and I'll be listening to teaching. I'll go to Bill Johnson, to anything that is there. I will listen to different, then I will go to what is happening in the world in terms of revival, in terms of the move of God that is happening now. Because I want to expose my spirit, I want to expose my heart. I want to live for that. Every moment that I have now, I said, I want to accomplish the calling that God has for me. And I want to bring as many people in the body of Christ. I want to encourage them. I want to stir them up. And one of the excitement that I have in going to teach in the school, because God has given me a mandate that I need to show his power to this generation, to these missionaries that are coming through, that they need to know that there is power available to them. Because some of them, you know, come from the church is pretty dead. So that's not a thing. It's just dead. Dead as the pew, you know. And you got to get them to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, learn how to speak in tongues, pray prayer language, all of that to happen. Because I need them to know, guys, our days of our missionaries in front of us, it cannot be done without the power of God. That's what God meant. That's why he gave his power, because we need this in order to accomplish the Great Commission. The kingdom of God, as I close off today, since the day of John the Baptist, extended by force. Advance. It's advancing by force. And it's the forceful people who are laying hold of it. They are laying hold of the kingdom. There is no half-hearted about it. And today, as I finish the time, the challenge is there. I already said the challenge right from the beginning. That I'm challenging us, you and me, to make the decision that today, yes, I'm already out there. But today I said, no, there's more. There is more. By the time you reach there is more. You know, I remember Ray at the end of the beginning of this year, he was saying, you know, this just can't have apathy. It's a time that we need to separate, be holy. Be holy in the sense, in the meaning of the be holy is like setting yourself apart. You set yourself apart. You make that commitment. He said, God, whatever, how many years in front of me right now, I'm going in into the kingdom of God. I'm not laying hold of the plow and turning back. Everything that I have within me, in my breath, in my power, in my energy, within my giftings, within my capacity now, is for you and for the extension of your kingdom. I don't need to see everything that's going to happen, but I labor for it now. When I come to you, I know the fruit of my work remains. There will be people coming into the kingdom of God. There will be billions of people coming into the kingdom as the result of my work. So when I reach my deathbed, I'll say, it is finished. I've done everything that was within me. God, in his capacity, whatever he meant for me to do in this world, I will do it to the best of my ability. I didn't do it half-hearted. I throw in. I have to live. If I have to live a sacrificial life, so bring it on. Bring it on. You know, I don't want to reach that age when I look back and I said, wow, you know what? I regret. I don't know where are you this morning, but if you are with me, if you today said, you know what? I've been in ministry. I've been doing this for all this year. I've been Christian. I've been an elder in the church. But you know, I like Paul's prayer for the Ephesians. There is more. There is more. There is more. There is more. And if that is you, I want you to make a stand today before the Lord, before your congregation, before you're not doing it to me, you're doing it to him. You're saying, God, there is more. And there are some practical ways we've got to do that. I want you to make a stand. You stand and you, there's a line here. I'll take this line. There's a line here. If you cross the line, he said, God, today, I want to walk into a new level. Level of understanding, new level of revelation, new level of walking with the Spirit, new level of reading the Word, new level of praying in tongues, new level of prayer and fasting. I am today. I want to step up to this calling. That is me. If that is you, stand behind the line as you come. And as you are ready, take a step forward. It's an act. Thank you. Can I just have some music at the back? Instrumental music? Thank you. Just start talking to the Lord. Praying your dedication, whatever dedication prayer you want to do. I've done mine many times. I say, God, today, I want to step up. There's so much more in you. Thank you. Do you. It's you and the Lord. It's you talking to the Lord. It is you. Made that personal transaction between you and the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So much more.